You're with SBS Radio.
In 1945, soldiers of the 60th Army of the 1st Ukrainian Front entered the gates of the Auschwitz-Birkenau concentration camp in the south of what was Nazi-occupied Poland. Close to 7,000 emaciated Jewish prisoners greeted the soldiers of the Red Army, who liberated the Nazi regime's largest killing centre and concentration camp. More than 1.1 million people, mainly Jews, were killed between 1940 and 1945. January 27, 2020 marks the 75th anniversary of that liberation. Events are taking place at Birkenau, the largest camp at the Auschwitz complex, and in Jerusalem, where over 40 presidents and prime ministers, kings, princes, and grand dukes will attend the 5th World Holocaust Forum. Walking between the barracks at Auschwitz, Australian Holocaust survivor Yvonne Engelmann says it is a miracle that she lived.
Today, standing here, after all the years, it's very painful. But I have survived. I'm here. I was able to make the journey. I'm surrounded by my children and grandchildren, and the spouses of my children, so I am the victor.
The 92-year-old was destined for the gas chamber, but survived because of a technical malfunction. Ms. Engelmann says she can still recall the horrors of the camp.
We could hear children coughing, crying, choking from the gas, and also the smelling of the human flesh. And the great fear, what we experience, is that maybe you will be the next victim.
The majority of prisoners died in gas chambers, or from disease, starvation, or being overworked. Others perished in death marches heading west of Auschwitz to other concentration camps in an attempt by Nazi soldiers to hide the brutality. At a remembrance event in the Polish city of Oświęcim, ahead of 75th anniversary commemorations in Europe, Holocaust survivor David Levin says he cannot forget the pain he experienced.
Ich habe selber auch bekommen im Majdanek 25. Auf dem Bock musste ich mich hinlegen und die haben reingehauen.
I was punished with 25 beatings in Majdanek. I had to lie down on a bench and then they started to punch. I told myself, either you escape or you're dead. Somehow I managed to smuggle myself into the kitchen where I worked as a potato peeler. At least I had something to eat.
World leaders, including Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, are paying tribute to Holocaust survivors. Speaking at a World Jewish Congress dinner in the Polish city of Krakow, Mr. Zelensky admired the bravery of the survivors.
Дуже сильні і дуже сміливі.
You are truly amazing. You are strong and incredibly courageous. So you are an example that we should follow. You must never give in. So the Holocaust is named the dark period in the history of humanity. And you are the rays of sunshine that penetrated the darkness.
Meanwhile, the Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte has apologized for the Netherlands' lack of action against the persecution of Jews during the Holocaust. He is the first Dutch leader to make an official apology. The issue of rising anti-Semitism is also at the forefront of commemorations for the 75th anniversary. German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas has warned a large number of Jewish people could leave the country as anti-Jewish insults and attacks are becoming a daily occurrence. Auschwitz survivors are urging the world not to forget the atrocities of the Holocaust after they are gone. 90-year-old Yona Lux remembers feeling utterly helpless.
I'm trying to think a moment how it can be, it can't be explained really. There's nothing you can do against what they order or want us to become. So you do it. Now, whether it pleases you or it doesn't please you, there is nothing we can do to change it. So if it hurts, you just have to accept it.
Sonia Lal, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.